If you enjoyed these podcasts, check out Byron Reese's newest book. It's about artificial intelligence and covers all the topics addressed on Voices in AI. It's called The Fourth Age: Smart Robots, Conscious Computers, and the Future of Humanity. And it's available now wherever fine books are sold.
Welcome to the 100th episode of Voices in AI. In my capacity as the publisher of GigaOM, I've had occasion to interview Stephen Wolfram twice before. Once was back in 2015, and then again last year, 2018, Stephen appeared on an earlier episode of Voices in AI. In those two interviews, we covered a great deal of ground, and I thought long and hard about what to discuss this time around. Much of Stephen's work is quite practical, such as with Mathematica and Wolfram Alpha. But he also spends much time up in the intellectual stratosphere where fundamental questions of reality are explored. He is arguably our generation's best bet to figuring it all out, finding the fundamental nature of reality and what makes the universe tick. It is these topics I wanted to explore. In addition, much of his thinking ends up being almost religious in nature. His views of physics border on philosophy and even religion. So I was eager to explore his thinking here. So this interview is a bit unorthodox, but then again, so is he. So sit back and enjoy. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks.
So, do you believe in God?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm certainly not an adherent of any sort of organized religion. However, it's an interesting question. I mean, the things that I've done in science tend to intersect in strange ways with things that people have studied in theology for a long time. I mean, for example, it used to be the case, back in the day, there was this thing that used to be called the argument by design, although that subsequently got a different meaning. But it was a question of, you know, look at the universe. The universe could be completely without laws, but actually that's not what we see. We see a universe that's full of definite laws and rules and isn't as complicated as it could conceivably be. And people said, okay, that very fact is a proof of the existence of God. And I guess that since I'm in the business and I happen to be actively starting to work on this again, of trying to find the fundamental theory of physics and believing that that fundamental theory has at least a chance to be simple, then at least by the standards of the early, you know, Christian theologians or something, you know, I have to be sort of following the argument by design. And, you know, insofar as I believe that there's a simple rule for the universe, then their version of an evidence for sort of their argument would, I would have to say that I subscribe to. I think, when was it? It was visiting some country. Maybe it was maybe India, where they put on the visa application.